So good morning and welcome to the Collosum interview series, Beyond Revenue, Bringing Purpose to Brand. Grounded in purpose, give industry insight to the outdoors. I'm Claire Heffernan and I'm the founder CEO of Collosum. And today I have guest Robin Hall with me joining from Town Hall in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Claire. Thank you so much for having me.
Always great to see you and get us in the same room together. So before we dive in, I'm going to frame the conversation for our audience. So Collosum works with purpose-driven outdoor brands, and purpose-driven companies go beyond the role of offering a service or a product to develop programs that have social or environmental impact. And social entrepreneurship is bringing more meaning to what businesses do. It's an exciting, dare I say, trend to explore if one wants to make a difference in their career or their company. So I know Collosum believes in the quadruple bottom line, which is expressed as profit, people, planet, and purpose. So I know these all resonate with you. So to get started, well, first, let me give our audience a little bit of background about you. Robin is the CEO and co-founder of Town Hall. It's a new sustainable kids outdoor apparel company with community and planet at its core. Robin has over 15 years of experience in the outdoor industry, is seasoned and enthusiastic leader, strategist, and project manager. She goes deep for sure. And Town Hall is the epicenter of her passions. It brings community, environmental stewardship, kids, and the outdoors together for her. So, Robin, all that said, how do you define purpose in your own words?
Yeah, first off, thanks again for having me. I respect and love everything you're doing, Claire. So this really great stuff. And thanks for your patience while I'm on the go here. So it's awesome. Good stuff. Good stuff. So purpose is super important to me. Purpose, I define it as your reason for being, whether it's as a person or as a brand. Why are you here? Why are you functioning? Why are you on this earth? And personally, that means one thing. Professionally, for Town Hall, that is, you just said it yourself. It's sustainability, it's the planet, and it's community. And it's, we want every kid to love outside. That's our vision. So purpose, I have a long history in the outdoor industry, and prior brands I was with taught me and really ingrained in me this just following your core values. And I would never say starting a business is easy, but boy, does it make it easy when you've just got this grounding with every decision that comes in. We look at fabrics and there's seven fabrics to choose from. Which is the best for the planet? We're choosing that one. So leading with purpose is a no-brainer for me. And it actually makes the process all that much easier. So.
I love that. I've heard you say you lead with your values, and then values are a piece of how you get to your purpose. And so I've heard you say that it is the decision maker. When there's a point where you have to make a decision, you always go back to the values, to the purpose, and it makes it so much easier to move forward. Not to say that they're easy decisions, but it
That's
helps
right.
you to be grounded in that. So as you said, you've been in outdoors for 15 years. Tell us what you believe are pivotal industry moments that you've seen since you began, and why do you think they've occurred?
Great question. It's funny. I was always in kind of these supporting functions. So when I think about, when I was pondering this question a little bit, I was thinking, is it when you go to the OR show and you saw X happen or Y happen? And transparently, I was in finance. I was back at the office working on stuff while the sales and marketing crew were out selling. So where I see, things that have changed, a couple of buckets. One is this notion of exclusivity, inclusivity. We didn't talk about that stuff as it was arising. We didn't really in this industry talk a lot about, all of a sudden, ski lift tickets were $40 at Tahoe when I was growing up. And now they're 250 at Steamboat where I live. Like we didn't, when we hit the $100 mark, it was one thing. 200 was just, a nightmare. But this notion of exclusivity in the outdoors, I've seen this pendulum swing to just calling it the outdoors. With Town Hall, we call it outside because we truly believe that the outside is just fresh air. I'm almost in the outside now if I roll down my car window, right? You don't have to be conquering a 14er or ski mountaineering kids just want to go outside and pick worms out of the dirt. You know, how many times as a kid did your parents say, just go outside and play, take it outside? So, you know, this notion of outdoors and this exclusivity of you've got to have the right gear and all this stuff, I feel like that pendulum is swinging back. And I can't pinpoint it to a date or a time, but to inclusivity and everyone's welcome. And it's just turned into such a point of parity for brands to give this big hug to everyone, whether it's color, size, shape, age, socioeconomic demographic, whatever it is. And so I think that's been really powerful to watch. Yes, things are, of course, still exclusive on the ski side, or, you know, some other, you know, the greatest trail running shoes are really expensive. But on the other hand, gosh, can't we all just appreciate that I don't have to go be making Strava goals every day? Like I just got out there. So that's been an interesting one to watch. The other interesting area I've been noticing too is retail, and just how specifically, you know, people have been, bringing their products to retail, selling at retail, what the retail feeling feels like. You know, it used to almost be a little bit exclusive where you walk in and I've got to know what tune level and din setting my ski is on or whatever. And now it's like, hey, REI people, come on in and just, what do you want to do? And I'll teach you how to backpack. So the inclusivity is kind of pervasive, and I love, that's a real, real, real win for me. The other great change I've seen in terms of evolution is this notion of partnerships and brands kind of just getting over themselves a little bit and saying, yeah, like I remember, for example, little inside scoop, when I was at VF, we owned, I was part of Smartwool, and Icebreaker came in. We bought Icebreaker, and all of a sudden at Smartwool, we're like, oh no, it's our biggest competition. What are we going to do? And then instantly it was like, wait a second. This is right. And all of a sudden it was like, no, this is amazing. We both tell different stories, do totally different things with wool. How do we partner up and make this 1 + 1 = 3? And so I've really seen this ability for brands to kind of get over themselves and partner with people and, hey, we can do bigger things together as an industry. And I think that's been really powerful. So, that's been really special. I don't know why is that trend? Is that culture? Is that people evolving? I don't know if it took, you know, one brand to take a leap, or it was just this kind of rising tide that rose all the boats. But for one reason or another, it's happening, and it's pretty great to see. So.
It's fantastic. It reminds me, I'll have to go back and source it, but I believe it was a Rich Roll podcast about inclusion and rural versus urban and different cycles generationally, where those that are rising in power are pushed down. And so this happened in the 60s and it's happening again now. And so it can be anticipated, but looking at, you know, as the pendulum swings and as we open to education and lack of shaming and say, you know, here's a water bottle, here's how it works, and bringing the outside. And I love you use the term outside rather than outdoors, mm-hmm. bringing it closer into the urban environments to explain and educate and remove that mystery and ego that is sometimes behind the retail counter. So I think it's fantastic. Those are some three pretty big changes that you've seen in 15 mm-hmm. years, even though you're in finance.
Like, right.
You're in the midst of it, but you're also living it. And so I can see that what you were exposed to in 15 years, you've now taken into town hall as a leader, and you're now applying those changes. So, you know, I'm curious to know, you said you gave a lot of credit to learning through Smartwool about sustainability. Have you always been interested in it? How did you become interested in sustainability and community?
Yeah, sustainability. My last job at Smartwool at the end of my 11 years there was head of sustainability, director of sustainability. And Smartwool did, and not to belabor Smartwool, but it's such a beautiful brand, but they did so many things right for 25 years. Everything from, you know, changing out to the right light bulbs to bike commuting to the wool from the sheep is so sustainable. It's incredible that we all of a sudden said, you know, we got to point all our arrows in one direction. Let's really focus on where we can reduce greenhouse gas emissions and make a big impact. So through that process of developing the strategic plan with the team and, you know, figuring out again, where to focus our arrows, was like, wow, this, if we're going to help this planet as a society, corporations and businesses are the places to do it. We are going to make the impacts. And so we saw that at the, you know, the biggest of the bigs, which is VF, you know, and the Patagonias and the Pranas and the Coda, everyone's just doing everything right. And so the passion obviously has always been there for the planet, but boy, did it hit me on the head with, when you go behind the scenes and behind the curtain and you can see the actual checks we're writing for the wool and where the wool's coming from and how we're getting it from A to B and what decisions we can make that can impact the planet. That was like this aha moment where, whoa, when I start something, I've got to make it so that it has a positive impact. So that was big there. And community, you know, that's the story of me and Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Just this town, Claire. I mean, it's just, I don't know. We pulled in 14 years ago and it just gave us this warm hug that we never, it was just home overnight. And the people and the place and the outdoors and everyone just takes care of themselves, that I just saw such value in lifting each other up in this community and taking care of each other. And I believe that we've got to take that out to 5-17 rings to everyone needs to feel a part of something and feel like they're giving back. And if, you know, they're not, you don't have to be the president or the whatever, you can just be the person that, you know, everyone holds a role in this world, and find your community, find your people. So that was, and when it comes to kids, it's just, it's a no brainer. Kids want to feel a part of something. So yeah, that's where it all came together.
I love that term, lead without the title. Like anyone can be a leader. And I've heard mm-hmm. you say a lot about like kids have opinions and they are vocal and they want to participate. And it makes me think of like, I know you've done lawn focus groups. I know, you know, in the midst of COVID, I mean, you launched, for goodness sake, in the midst of COVID, you have a 17 initiative sustainability strategy plan.
Correct. Yep. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, did kids talk to you about that?
Completely, completely. Yeah. They, everything from, you know, what dyes are we using in our products? You know, they ask how things, a lot of people do ask, how did you actually go from this being in your brain to now I'm holding a jacket? So that's been, you know, quite the fun journey as well. And you know, it takes a village. It takes this team of my two partners, Jay Lambert and Joe Solomon, are absolutely incredible. So, but yeah, a lot of kids ask and a lot of kids say, why don't we, well, for example, it was one of their ideas. Hey, you know, for in-town deliveries, when someone in Steamboat places an order with Town Hall, we, our kids, one of the six, you know, our three co-founders have six kids between us. One of them rides their bike and delivers it all over town. So that was their idea. They're helping shape this brand. You know, we talked about kind of our tagline and it was for kids by kids. I'm like, well, I guess I'm a kid at heart. Can I say it's by kids? I don't know, but it is essentially all their input. These six kids really are leading this brand for us. So it's wonderful.
Well, that's awesome. I'm going to jump ahead in my thought because I have a question for you later around like, what's it like to be an entrepreneur launching a line at, dare I say, middle age? And I'm speaking for myself, but like, you know, you are very youthful and we have colleagues at our same similar age who are like acting like their grandparents. So how does the energy of being an entrepreneur and doing this, yes, it can be exhausting at times, but your values and your passion, how does it fuel you to show up at the office all the time?
I am, there's this test you can take that's called Strength Finders. And so I took this test years ago and my two kind of leading Strength Finder strengths, number one is positivity. So for good or bad, just rose colored glasses, you know, sometimes that hurts me. I've got to have the realism in there, but positivity and energy and enthusiasm are ingrained in me. My dad taught me that years and years ago. But then my second one is activation and getting stuff done. So I do indeed show up every day with that kind of jubilance, which I love bringing to work. But then at the end of the day, it's like, what did I get done? You know, and that's where I get grumpy with myself is, oh my gosh, I didn't have enough done today. Or what is it? So sure. Boy, I'm learning every day. And to your point, you know, on age, yeah, I'm 44 going on 45 here soon. And, you know, I say if this happened 5 years earlier, if I embarked on this adventure 5 years earlier, I wouldn't have been ready. And 5 years later, I would have been too old and tired. So I think I'm hitting my stride right now, Claire. We got this.
And being
outside every day is incredible. I have to do it. And then being with kids. I mean, how can you not be spunky and enthused by these kids, to your point, who are, pissed about the planet. They're passionate. They wear their colors on their sleeves. They'll tell you anything. I don't like that pink. That's
the cool thing is you ugly. Like created a space for them to like tell you and where their voice right. matters. Often right. they're not, you know, they're not given a choice. So that's pretty
that's
awesome.
True. It's true.
So on that note, what is your biggest challenge today?
Within biggest,
alcohol, I would say.
Right. Fair. Yeah. Right this minute, do you mean?
Yeah.
biggest challenge is, you know, there's three of us doing this brand and we're in a bit of silos and Joe and Jay have some other things going on as well. But it's juggling it all and trying to figure out and trying to be calm and okay with my mantra is don't let perfect get in the way of done. Sometimes if I got to write a blog, I just got to bang out the blog and move on. I can't spend three extra hours perfecting it, making it. So that's hard for me to get over a little bit. But I've also found this interesting kind of cadence where every probably 3 months I'll be in this rhythm where I'm like, okay, I got this. Yeah. Things are cranking along. Here we go. I'm doing my routine. All of a sudden, 3 months in, like something hits me over the head. I'm like, we need to be doing something different. We need to turn left or we need to add Z to A and B. And so it's been really, although it's hard, there's no standard operating procedures for this. And you're writing the book while you're doing it, you're building the plane while you're flying it. It's been really fun to, you know, get those aha moments and pivot and move along. So,
cool thing too, is like you are asking for growth. And
right.
a big believer myself in lifetime of growing is that when you ask for growth, sometimes it gets in your face and it can be very confronting. And you have mm-hmm. to watch for those signs when you have those aha moments and go, oh, don't dismiss it. Like it's legit. It's okay to yep. pivot and it's likely a good thing to pivot, but many yep. people can be stuck on that perfection and go yep. too far and like fingernails on a cliff because you don't want to let go. I have right. a similar thing about the blogs. I have a term, I call it the SFD, the shitty first draft. Just start. yes.
That is so true. Just start. I mean, it's been on a list for 6 weeks. Just start, you know? Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
SFD. Love it.
So you and I are both big fans of branding and the power of branding. And I also know that branding doesn't necessarily pay the bills. So what do you think? You have a big following at Town Hall. You get it. People resonate it. They move with it. What do you think it might take to convert that story to ROI? And I'm not really just speaking Town Hall. I'm speaking like I obviously believe in the power of branding and the power of purpose. What is the value that you get by investing in your branding?
Great question. It's very interesting, Claire. It's super transparently. You know, everyone asks around town, everyone says, how's it going? I'm like, well, it's great to your point. I mean, I'm speaking at engagements. People are following us. We've got articles. We're all over the place. This is really great. But at the end of the day, we've got to sell jackets to your point. We've got to convert people and find them where they are. Meaning, you know, I've had a lot of friends this first season, you know, we sold like gangbusters. It was great. But then we've got a lot of friends that say, oh, shoot, I just bought a full kit for my son this year. So I'm ready for it next year. Or folks like yourself that maybe don't have kids or nieces or nephews that they want to buy for. So we've got a lot of fans, but how many are actually buying? So that's the big, dance. And that's what keeps me up at night. How do I convert these people and how do I get them? I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth, right? Because my number one goal are planet and community. And so I want to build these communities. So as long as people feel part of something, I feel fulfilled. If I'm giving people, making them feel welcome at home, inspiring them, being a role model, that's awesome. But in order to keep the wheels on the train and to keep being able to do this, I've got to sell jackets. So that is transparently, that's the nut still cracking every day. And I think, you know, the more eyeballs I get on this brand, the better likelihood I have of selling. You know, if I'm selling one out of every six people now, and I only have 600 people in my network, you know, that's only 100 jackets I'm selling. Whereas if I had 60,000 people in my network, then there you go. So it's really shining a light on this brand and telling people what we're doing and inspiring people. And then hopefully that's when the revenue comes. And that's where we just, need to create honestly compelling enough products and talk to kids directly. The dream is a kid comes home and goes, "Mom, I saw this great jacket today and it's made out of plastic bottles and I really want it." And the mom says, "Great, that aligns with my values. Here we go." So how do I see that kid and find that, oh, by the way, they're 6 years old and don't have a phone or social media. So how do I talk to them? So it's a dance.
It's an interesting dance of parents and children. But I agree with you is that two things you said earlier. One is collaboration, top of mind collaboration. So your brand love is out there. And when the buying season comes, they think of you already. And then those collaborations, if you have so many, I mean, the word on the street, town hall is out there. I see it all over the place. So when people think of it, they want to, oh, who should we partner with? Who's in this region or what's up? So, you know, maybe I'm giving you some hints of things that will, and there's always a bit of a lag. So that is the mystery and the magic of branding is you must invest in it and people experience it differently. So it's so frequently we only think of ROA as financial, but if you can apply value of other metrics than dollars, that also will come through to eventually hit the financial bottom line.
I'm taking notes, lady. You're sage advisor as usual. Thank you. So good. You know, one other thing that when it comes to community, how are we building community? And one thing for sure is just being where people are. So from an events perspective, how do we make, and boy, Claire, being with kids, I mean, you think about all the fun things, right? There's lemonade stands, there's imaginary friends, there's sidewalk chalk, there's all these amazing ways to just partner and build a fun space for kids, roller skating rinks, you know, whatever it is. And so events and just popping up in places. And my dream is, you know, driving around the country in a town hall van that we're showing up and providing great fun spaces for kids that's outside, educational and fun. So
can't wait to see that van go by. I have a friend
who
has his children as free range children.
Yes.
And he says out, like I was being raised in the 70s. And so it is wonderful when you have communities where you can do that. It's fantastic.
That's right.
So tell me about the inception point of Town Hall. And I know it's a public benefit company. So tell me about that.
Yeah. So inception point. So we, as I mentioned before, I was at Smartwool for 11 years. And in 2018, we got the phone call that they are moving Smartwool and all the VF brands to Denver and taking us out of Steamboat. And so my family and I quickly looked at each other and we said, we're not leaving this town. We can't possibly. So Steamboat definitely won. And despite my passion for the brand, and another gentleman in town named Jay Lambert, who I mentioned earlier, he was high up in supply chain at Smartwool and wasn't leaving. And his kid is a dear friend with my kiddo. And then another guy in town, Joe Solomon, who is a entrepreneur who has his own amazing outdoor travel company. Joe got Jay and I together and said, "You guys aren't leaving town. We got to do something to give back and keep the brain trust here and help. You know, there's 21 outdoor brands in Steamboat and you've got to be one of them and continue to give back." We said, "You're right." We went around and around for months and months about what are we going to do? And it came together in this, our famous little Venn diagram. So it's, you know, it was really asking ourselves, why are we staying in Steamboat? Well, it's our community and our kids. We just can't take our kids out of this amazing community. And what are we good at? Well, we're good at outdoor apparel and the outdoor industry. And we have got a really strong network that we know we can leverage. And then what are we passionate about? And we're passionate about the planet, not just creating more stuff to create more stuff. So those three things met in the middle: kids, community, planet, and outdoor, and Town Hall was born. So we started in 2020, March of 2020, and we launched our website last year. In July with kind of logo wear, hats and tees and stuff for adults and kids just to get the word out. And then this past fall was our first season of kids outerwear. So think about ski jackets and pants and puffies and that type of thing.
Yeah. Awesome. And how did you decide to become a public benefit company?
Forgot about that one. Yes. Thank you. That was a no-brainer for us. We knew we wanted to do more than just being a corporation. We wanted to, give back and give back to the planet and then specifically stay in Steamboat. So public benefit corporation is different than a B Corp certification. It's actually a legal, defining yourself as a legal entity. So we're a PBC, public benefit corporation. And so our two kind of mantras, so as long as this brand is in existence, these two things have to hold true. If we get bought or whatever happens, these two things, and it's being giving more to the planet than we're taking, and then giving back to Northwest Colorado. So it's staying rural, staying in Steamboat. Yep.
Fantastic. I love it. That's fantastic. And I know about this, but tell me about your hand up concept.
Yeah. So
hand up concept.
Yeah. So hand me ups are, you know, hand me downs are like, ugh, got this hand me down. You know, the fourth kid has all the hand me downs. And we're thinking, well, town hall is just
kid.
Yeah, right. Town hall is like, it should be coveted, right? I mean, these jackets are just like, we want them. Number one, they need to last forever to stay out of the landfill, right? And they don't last forever, of course, but you know, they need to be super, super durable to be the most sustainable thing they can. So they want to last through a ton of kids. And so we came up with hand me ups, where it's this coveted thing that instead of a hand me down, it's a, oh, I got my neighbor's town hall and they went on 16 adventures in it. And now I'm going to do the same. And so there's places you can write notes in the jacket and all that type of thing. So
that's so cool. I love that idea. I've never heard of that. And to then feel connected to the energy of the kid that owned it before and the things that he did. And, you know, maybe they become pen pals or like somehow that they can meet and learn. I just think that that's so innovative. I've never heard of it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm running out of time. So I'm like, there's so many answers, so many questions.
Yeah.
So if you can read the future, you can pick how far you want to go out, and I'll give you some tips. If you can read the future, where do you see town hall? And let's go for 10 to 20 years. Here's my tips. Sometimes bigger isn't better. Metaverse and circularity.
Okay. Great tips. Love them. Circularity. Done, sold. That's where we are headed. I mean, we do everything. When you talk about our 17-point plan, it is all to get to circularity. And that holy grail is the last bit, which is when you've got this thing that's 10 years old and it's holy and falling apart and we've replaced the zipper 78 times, how do we not get that in a landfill? How do we keep it and turn it into something different and new that's usable? So circularity, amen. Yes. We recycling, being able to, my dream is there's this, like, I think about like the Jetsons or something, and it's this big, like silver bin that's smoking and you just throw all these jackets into it and out pops this incredible yarn. That's okay. I didn't have to cut zippers off, whatever it is. And it's all recyclable. So circularity is the holy grail. You know, when it comes to 10 to 20 years for town hall, bigger isn't better. You're preaching to the choir. That is, we are not on this roaring path. That is not our goal, is to grow massive. Our goal is to stay true to ourselves and stay not small, but grow methodically and sensibly. We've said we're never going to sell this business. Like, could it become a, you know, 10 to 20 years? Could it be a co-op? Could it be owned by our community in Northwest Colorado? Could it be run by our kids? Could it be owned by the employees? How do we creatively keep this just this juicy, wonderful community that again, gives more than it takes? So I see us as still working hard, still cranking, still talking to a million new kids. You know, as our kids have started to grow, we've gone through this now for 2 to 3 years. And I'm like, oh, my kid can't be a model anymore. I got to start talking to the kindergartners and pulling them along. So we're lucky enough to work with kids every day that we're growing every minute. And it's so fun, growing in a fun way. So
awesome. So I was introduced to the concept of metaverse in retail. And is that on your radar at all?
You know, it was interesting. I was director of retail at Smartwool as my second to last job there. And we thought about what are creative ways that, so I had to open stores all over North America. And, you know, we're in Chicago and we're in Banff and we're like, do we do something with VR or how do you make this immersive experience? Right. And it all came back to outdoor and outside, and outside is not, you don't need your phone outside. Again, back to like Strava, being the leaderboard. Like, I don't know, there is talk about evolution of the industry. Also, there's this evolution of like, I want to track everything. I got to tell everyone about it. Now there's a swing back to no Instagram. Don't tell me where it is. What's that hashtag? You know, you can't find me or whatever it is. So I think the metaverse, there's a purpose and a place. I don't know if the outdoor specialty retail, outdoor shops, I think people, it gives them some nostalgia to walk into that gritty ski shop in Carbondale.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Well, and I don't want to get rid of that. I want to and it. So right. You have a beautiful community in Steamboat. How can someone in Arkansas experience it? So maybe it's a component on your website where you layer it that they can walk on the trail that you go hiking on. Something to connect a further away consumer who may not really get why you're so passionate about Town Hall. So if they can experience it, it's all a bit of a branding story. And I've spoken about, like, is this a brick and mortar where there are little collabs of smaller growth stage brands? But then, you know, the person runs into it in BV, but then they go home and they're like, oh, I miss it. I want to see what that looked like again. So my brain is interweaving these, not saying one or the other. And I don't know. I don't know where we're going to go, but it's intriguing to project and see if we can close the gap to bring this to us, not 20 years from now.
And I would also challenge a little bit, totally hear you. I think that's a fantastic way to evolve. I would challenge you a little bit from our lens. Community doesn't mean you've got to be part of Steamboat Springs in Northwest Colorado and the Yampa River Valley. It means build your community. If you're in Arkansas, there is outdoor space. You can,
oh yes,
you can do something outside your backyard. Go find it and bring people with you. So I understand the coveting or the wanting to live that mountain life or what have you, but just live your life and enjoy and go outside and get some fresh air. And my gosh, when you come to Steamboat, we will welcome you with open arms. And we'll show you photos and we'll teach you how to fish on our rivers. But boy, you got to take those fishing lessons and adapt them to your rivers, because you take what you learn from us at Town Hall in our community and you build your own community and go.
Yeah. Fantastic. Awesome. So one final question. This is one of my favorites. Personally for you, who are you becoming?
Oh man, I take a deep breath. I've been stewing over this, and I just dropped off my 14-year-old. I'm not going to see him for a couple of weeks. He's traveling, and he and I were talking about it, and he's like, "Mom, I think you're becoming a role model." I'm like, "Oh, thank you. That's very sweet." But I mean, that's not my intention. My intention, I don't know. I think I hope I'm becoming a role model. And that said, out of the other side of my mouth, I mean, I'm navigating this stuff with what I have in front of me every minute. And I don't have a degree in microplastics, and I don't have, you know, I was never a CEO before. I'm just flying by the seat of my pants a little bit with my two amazing partners who are keeping me in my lane and the kids that are keeping me in my lane. So I think I'm becoming more evolved. I'm becoming more patient. I'm becoming more understanding and forgiving of myself. Not putting myself under so much pressure. You know, I wanted this brand. I just said, I want to grow slowly, but I did need to sell a lot of stuff to get off the ground. And I didn't sell everything the first year. And now I'm okay with that. You know, at the end of the season, it was like, oh yeah, what are we going to do? And it's just, you just put one foot in front of the other and go. So, I think I'm just, I guess, more evolved. I'm becoming old. I'm becoming older, but I'm never. I've never been so fulfilled and happy in my life before. I thought Smartwool was the Holy Grail. I was going to retire there. That was the best place. It still is the best place on earth to work. But boy, I couldn't be happier with every minute of every day right now. It's pretty, pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, I see you. It's to your son's point, becoming a role model. It's really interesting to what your brain says to yourself and what your community says to you. I know you as a role model. I know you as a leader. And so what I see is you're coming into alignment with that. And you say, I hear sort of some grace of, we're keeping moving. We're getting it going. And you're committing in the moment. And yet a month from now, it can change and you can recommit to something different. So that's that future is like, I can't necessarily control the future, but I can say I'm committed to growing and I'm committed to being kind to myself and I'm committed to your hikes with Yeti and getting out, so I think it's a really interesting shift of perspective. And instead of making yourself wrong for the mistakes, or I used to say I'm working on it, which I learned means I'm not correct in the moment. I'm not good enough in the moment. And a great colleague of mine said, I use the term I'm building a capacity for.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that great?
I'm going to use that. I got to write that down.
From Floor. And I, no, not Floor. Shoshana, my colleague Shoshana. It's fantastic. Oh. you're building this capacity. So you are becoming beautiful things. And it's so wonderful. I'm so happy to have you in my community, be able to get to know you and watch the evolution of Town Hall. So,
well, it's thanks to you. I mean, honestly, it's thanks to you, Claire, what you do and all those other passionate entrepreneurs. I mean, the thing, you know, if you ask me what I've been most surprised about or tips or anything about, you know, for fellow entrepreneurs, reach out. This community, it's crazy town. I mean, there's this underground network of passionate entrepreneurs that just want to help each other and talk and build each other up. And especially with women, which is pretty powerful, but my gosh, I mean, I've got people in my cell phone. I can't believe the heads of big businesses that say, call me anytime. And it's thanks to folks like you that are just such sage advisors. So thanks for all that you do for this industry, for me, myself, and yeah, your services and what you provide is amazing. It's unbelievable.
Thank you. I think that's one of those pivots that you talked about, is it's less about the ego and more about collaboration these days. And yep, it's really great to see that the tides rising with that. So agreed.
Yep, for sure.
We're going to wrap up with our rapid fire questions.
Here we go.
Robin has not been prepared for these, although they're right up your alley. When was the last time you went outside?
Yesterday, mountain biking on Emerald Mountain in Steamboat with a girlfriend morning. I mean, I was outside at the parking garage today, but that's it, in Denver.
Yes. So riding on Emerald Mountain, I can see the aspens beginning to pop. Fantastic.
Incredible.
Wonderful. In your backyard. And how about your top of mind favorite nonprofit these days?
Oh boy. Integrated Community in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Just incredible. They welcome, we have, now I need to go back. I think it's 47 different countries represented in our town of Steamboat Springs from around the world. And so when those people drop into town, they need to figure out, what bank can I go to? How do I speak the language? Where do I put my kid in school? How does my kid need to be prepared culturally for going to kindergarten? And Integrated Community does all that. And it's unbelievable. Oh, they're so, such a beautiful group. That.
Very interesting. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
I'll put it in the show notes. And finally, great, how about a recommendation for a book or a podcast?
I mean, How I Built This. I'm going to listen. I've got to drive up to Steamboat right now. I'm going to listen to about three of them on repeat. A book, you know, I've been, I'm a big biography person. So the Steve Jobs and the Warren Miller biographies and the Michelle Obama, those are my big three that I keep on my shelf, and I kind of pull them back in every couple of years.
And Richard Branson. The Warren one. I'll have to look at that.
The Warren Miller one is amazing. It's almost a little like, it's almost like you're reading about a rock band, like just living the life that you kind of not aspire to, but you know, you're like, oh, dirtbag skiers in the 70s. And it's really amazing. So yeah, a biography. Yeah.
I'm going to go look at that. And I loved Michelle's. That was wonderful. I listened, to it. I do a lot of driving myself. So listening is a great way to get through books. Well, wonderful.
So good.
And finally, how can we find you on the interwebs?
On the interwebs. Yes, please, you guys, please. Yeah, right. No, that's the goal. Well, yes, you can always reach out to me. hello@townhallco.com. Please, if you need any, if you're an entrepreneur and you want advice or questions, or find me on LinkedIn, Robin Hall. But yeah, go to the website, www.townhallco.com, and give us a look. And please sign up for our newsletter. That's the goal, is I need to stay top of mind with folks so that when it comes to the season, you keep Town Hall in mind. We're always creating, and we're always sending out neat little newsletter tips and tricks. So, and then on social, Town Hall CO on Insta, and then Facebook is townhallco_. So give us a follow. We'd love to have you in our community and learn from your community and help make your community better too.
Wonderful. Thanks for coming and joining me today, Robin. I can't wait to see you out on the trails.
Thanks for your patience while I'm the go, but I wouldn't
on the go. That's what we're all about.
I know. I wouldn't rather be doing anything else but talking to you. Thanks, Claire.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day.